It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Candidates, political operatives, and analysts are searching for signs about what voters are going to do in 2018. And they're watching a couple of off-year governor's races that are coming up next week to find out where voters might be headed next year. There's one race in New Jersey we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. The other is in Virginia, where things have gotten ugly.
MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam voted in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street.
Ed Gillespie's false attacks. Independent Press says they're false, fear-mongering, absurd.
All that spooky foreboding music, it's enough to scare you on Halloween. Those are excerpts from campaign ads from each of the candidates here. Voters in Virginia will choose between Republican Ed Gillespie, who's run for Senate before, worked in the Bush White House, and Democrat Ralph Northam, the current lieutenant governor of Virginia. Today, most polls have Gillespie behind Northam, but it's a tight and closely watched race. Michael Pope is with Virginia Public Radio, and he joins me now. Michael, welcome.
It's great to be here.
Well, we heard the ads and we heard the spooky music. Give us a snapshot of the race so far. What are the themes?
And what you were hearing actually in those ads has to do with a bill that went before the General Assembly earlier this year on sanctuary cities. Republicans had a bill to essentially go after cities that refused to comply with federal immigration law. And the kicker to this is Virginia has no sanctuary cities. Nevertheless, the Republicans wanted to move forward with this bill. So in the state Senate, they actually engineered a vote where some Republicans that actually wanted to pass this law voted against it to create a tie in the state Senate. Well, who breaks the tie in the state Senate? The lieutenant governor. So Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam actually broke the tie and voted against this bill. Then they brought it up again, and the Republicans actually passed it. So it went to the governor, Terry McAuliffe, who's a Democrat who vetoed the bill. Nevertheless, the Republicans now have this talking point that Ralph Northam voted to break the tie in the state Senate, voting against this bill to crack down on sanctuary cities that even Gillespie admits don't exist in Virginia.
Michael, let's talk about the ads in this race. There have been charges of race baiting in this campaign. You've mentioned that it's gotten ugly. Ed Gillespie running ads tying Ralph Northam to MS-13 gangs, pledging to protect Confederate monuments. Northam running ads using imageries of pickup trucks with Confederate flags on them, chasing down Latinos. It's gotten weird and ugly.
It has, you know, and it's a little counterintuitive because in Gillespie's background, back when he, you know, this is a former chairman of the Republican National Committee, in his past, he has actually tried to argue to the Republican Party that they should do outreach to immigrants, to Latinos. And Northam actually was at one time pursued by the Republican Party to switch parties and become a Republican. So both of them now are moving in the opposite direction of that.
Meanwhile, President Trump's approval rating in Virginia, I think, is around 34%. That has to be an enormous drag on his fellow Republican Ed Gillespie. How important is it for Democrats to win this race in a year when it looks like Republicans are going to suffer in 2018?
Gillespie, as you point out, has to sort of navigate the politics of Trump in the age of Trump. His primary opponent was someone who was actually from the Trump wing of the party, someone who actually served as at one time as the chair of the Trump campaign in Virginia, who shares many of these Trump positions on immigration, the Confederate flag. So Gillespie has tried to walk this line where, you know, he wants those Trump voters, but Trump has not actually campaigned for him in Virginia. In fact, when asked directly if he wanted Trump to campaign for him in Virginia, he didn't answer the question. So Trump certainly serves as the backdrop to this entire campaign. And will, you know, the results of this election will be viewed as, you know, a rejection of Trump or a support of Trump in some way.
Everyone looking for the signs coming from Virginia. Can a Republican win with the president at 34%? We're going to find out. And then, of course, the analysts will tell us what all of this means for 2018. Michael Pope with Virginia Public Radio. Thanks.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.